with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Houston, Texas has been slammed with severe weather, with floods and heavy rains causing problems in the area.
Storms that made their way through the Houston area prompted high water rescues and severe flooding. In an AP interview, National Weather Service meteorologist Tim Cady says rainfall is causing rivers in and around the Houston area to overflow.
Flash flooding and serious flooding along our rivers, particularly the San Jacinto and the Trinity River basins, which have experienced a lot of flooding. That's led to flooded homes, evacuations, as well as folks that need to be rescued from their vehicles.
He also says some parts of Houston have received up to 20 inches of rain, and the weather pattern could continue to move into the weekend. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
UCLA experienced violent protests this week, with pro-Hamas demonstrators threatening Jewish students on campus. Richard Hirschhout, the Los Angeles area director of the American Jewish Committee, tells ABC 7 Los Angeles these protests aren't the same as the 60s protests against the Vietnam War.
Students weren't targeting their fellow students back then. What do we still have to learn? How to disagree civilly, how to think critically, and how to hold to account those who harassed and intimidated, defiled and defaced Royce Hall, and who turned their fellow Bruins into objects of scorn, discrimination, and hate.
Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar of Texas and his wife have been indicted on conspiracy and bribery charges in connection with a federal probe into their ties with the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan. The Department of Justice said the couple surrendered to authorities on Friday. On Wall Street, the Dow by 450 points. This is SRN News. A battle over girls' sports is brewing in West Virginia.
Last month, five middle school girls refused to compete in the shot put at a track and field meet in Harrison County because they would have been competing against a boy who was living as a girl. School officials have responded by banning the girls from future track and field meets. Four of the five athletes and their parents have filed a lawsuit. Meanwhile, the boy who's living as a girl will continue to compete. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Holocaust survivors are participating in a digital campaign called Cancel Hate, which features videos of them reading Holocaust denial posts from different social media platforms. The campaign was launched by the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany. Each post illustrates how denial and distortion can not only rewrite history, but perpetuates anti-Semitic tropes and spreads hate. In the videos, the survivors juxtapose the hate post with their personal stories of persecution. This is SRN News. The April jobs report gave Wall Street a boost.
Stocks closed sharply higher on Wall Street, erasing their losses for the week. That came after the government reported a cool down in hiring last month. For markets, the report was a welcome sign that the Federal Reserve's effort to fight inflation by slowing the economy might be making some progress. The S&P 500 rose 1.3% Friday, its biggest gain since February. The Dow added 450 points. It's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 2%. U.S. employers added 175,000 jobs last month. That was down sharply from a big increase in March. Apple jumped 6% after announcing a mammoth stock buyback worth $110 billion. Seth Sutel, New York.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen argues a fractured democracy can have destructive effects on the economy. Yellen used economic data to paint a picture how disregard for democratic institutions can bring economic harm. More details at SRNnews.com.